What's up, The Breeze Podcast? You're listening to The Breeze Podcast. My name is Victor White, and I'm here with my boy, the Don Dada Mister.
Your boy, John McCauley. What are you guys saying today, fam?
Yo, John, our flight got cancelled. Flying out from the UK.
That was going to be my first question to you. I was going to ask you, what's the plan? Because I know, like, you're getting pretty restrictive there, eh?
Well, you know, sometimes in life you have to gamble, John. And this trip was one of those gambles. But, you know, it's I sunk some more money into this Christmas, booked a flight with the Scandinavian Airlines. And, see if we get to leave the country tomorrow.
Could be worse. Like, you could be paying for a hotel all this time. You know what I mean? So, like.
Yeah, very true.
Upside still.
So, Johnny boy, roll the intro.
Hey guys, it's Gary V. You're listening to The Breeze Podcast.
Did we post last week's episode?
Yeah.
Okay, I have no idea. Sorry for our lateness, by the way, listeners.
Oh yeah, man, like, I feel like the listeners know what's going on, you know? It's not holiday
time. Yeah, but this is when we should be on point, on time, because, you know, there nothing is going on. A lot of people are in lockdown and they just want fresh content, and we're just here disrespecting them. But that's life sometimes, listeners. I think you understand us.
It happens, man. Like, I feel like they understand we got life too, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's as simple as that. But, well, how's your week, bro? Talk to me, man. I mean, I spoke to you earlier this week last week for Christmas, but like,
it's been fantastic. I'm out here in the British countryside. It's crazy. I'm mind blown. Like, the houses, the cars, it's very fancy out here, which is nice. It's cool. It's beautiful, typically British, picturesque, you know. We've been on family walks up in the mountains and have had beautiful dinners and parties, you know, with the fam. And yeah, it's just been an all-in-all a really nice time.
That's blast, bro. That's blast, man.
Yeah. What about your Christmas day with Shiv?
Yeah, bro, my day was pretty chill, man. Like, between Shiv came through, so Shiv ain't here no more. We had a good time. And I mean, on Christmas Day specifically, it was like a lot of virtual family events. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So you called me, like, when you were talking to me, like, my dad called me, like, brother called me, and, yo, we're at this house now. You know what I mean? So it was cool to see some family faces. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shiv and I, we just literally made some music.
Nice.
Which, and we didn't do much, bro. We just chilled and talked. You know what I mean? Like, that was about it, bro. We did a lot. We just haven't seen him in a bit, and so we just really talked for a bit. And
first of all, I'm sure that you weren't the only one having a virtual Christmas. You know, it's probably more people out there, but very nice that you and Shiv were able to spend it together. Our chat on Christmas Day was very nice, John.
First time I talked to Victor in a while on a weekday.
Yeah, like probably 2 years. Like, last time was like Barbados and.
When you came through,
that was so nice. That's so not acceptable, John, that we we have this podcast once a week, but it's like, you know, we're both busy people, and
life goes, like, I mean, like, I feel like the week goes so fast. Like,
yeah,
like, I mean, it's not Sunday right now, but like, I know that it's the beginning of the week when I podcast, you know what I mean? Like, otherwise it's like I don't have like an anchor to be like, okay, this is today's Wednesday, today's Friday. Nah, bro. Like, I was like, okay, it's Sunday. So I know, like, work start.
Yeah, and also it's like when we do these podcasts, obviously we can't talk about everything on them, but it's still like, you know, two good friends talking about whatever is on our minds. And so then it's like, because we're both busy too, finding that time just for a call, you know, 45 minutes that you'd this call, but without recording it, essentially, it then becomes something that we haven't prioritized, I guess.
Sure. You'll do better than that for sure, man. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I don't think we gotta plan it.
No.
Like we got some free time. But that's a new, like, we can say, like, yo, next year, something prioritized. This is our last episode for the year, bro. Like,
yeah. Not three, crazy. How many years of podcasting now? Two plus. Yeah.
Yeah, we started 2018.
2018, yeah, in like...
Or September 2018.
Yeah. Yeah. John, I've... something that I realized in my past when I was working a lot all the time is that you don't need vacations so much for... Because for a large part of my life, I was a believer of not taking vacations. And if you do take a vacation... You go somewhere not doing only one thing, but you always do at least two things. Okay, so if I go to Barbados, you know, but then I'd also have meetings or planning something or whatever it might be, as an example. Or if I were to go to India, same thing goes there. So there's also always value and purpose in what you do. But what I learned when I was working a lot nonstop, 6 a.m. to like 9, 10, 11 p.m. every single day, doing all the vlogs and competing, skiing and all sponsorships, all that stuff, was that it's not sustainable in the long run. And what I also realized was when I did take a vacation, take a step back for a few days, something interesting happens because you get a different type of perspective since you come out of your bubble, so to speak.
Yes,
and yeah, and that's something that has happened this trip when I've been here in the UK. And I don't know if you remember this, John, but when we talked about the purpose of my education, I remember saying on the podcast that I'm doing it to build a safety net.
I remember you saying that, yeah.
Right. And my reasoning back then was that if I go to this best economic school in the Nordics and I then try whatever I want to try and fail, I still have a good base to stand on. Getting a job wherever doesn't really matter if there's economic downturns or whatever. So and then I get pulled in, sucked into this this school and everything about it, and you know kind of how you said in Ivy, it's like management consultant or investment banking type vibe, and you know these doors open up and I see them and I'm like, maybe it is good to go in there 2 years and get to know people, get experience, and then do your own thing, etc., etc., etc. However, what I've come to realize is things have kind of naturally fallen into place. I'm saying it out loud now. I will not be taking a job after uni.
That's reasonable, yeah. So like, I mean, like, don't stop there. Keep talking.
And what I mean by that, I was listening to our boy Shamath Palihapitiya. And Andrew Yang, Yang Speaks, fantastic dialogue. And he's essentially talking about how Google, Apple, Amazon, you know, these big companies suck up all the talent and then essentially keep them there, pay them for them to do nothing, essentially. Whereas their talents could be used better elsewhere. Both of them, both Andrew Yang and Shamath, you know, we're on the same page of this. And so what that means essentially is that, you know, they don't want other people accessing that talent. They can pay $1 million a year. So if you have the opportunity to join a startup where you make, you know, $100,000 a year, and you're working on, you know, climate change or solving an important issue, and you know, your fellow students go off to these large corporations making $1 million a year, you know, it's kind of it's not the best thing for the evolution of mankind and solving the difficult issues that we were facing. And what so when I watched this speech and they were talking about this, and you know, I was thinking about, you know, everything that we've gone through these past 6 months, with me in my school, and the opportunities from, like, you know, Big Three consulting, investment banking, all of that stuff. I was like, no, like I'm not gonna, I wouldn't say waste my time, but I'm gonna say waste my time going into something like that, because even though experience is important and knowing people and, you know, left, right, and center, I personally feel that the issues that we have to solve, John, and the things that previous generations have put on our backs to solve has to be solved. So with my safety net that I'm now acquiring through school, I'm like, Victor, remember who you are, remember what you do, and, you know, go your own path, essentially. And thankfully, I do have the first two stepping stones to do that. You know, I can't talk about it on the podcast. There are two businesses, essentially. One business that I'm hoping I'll, you know, be able to sell to then be able to invest in the second one, which has a higher barrier of entry, but it's very good for people and Earth, the climate.
Yeah, I'd say, bro, you're in a unique position. Well, I mean, a lot of our listeners aren't from Sweden, right?
Yeah.
So, say, like, if you're in that position where, like, you're going to school, like, you don't have to pay. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? Like, you don't have any agreements. You have to, like, pay something back, like, when you're done.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't have the stress there. So,
Yeah.
that's, you know, if you have, a lot of people do it, contrary to popular belief. You know what I mean? But, like, if you got the opportunity right now, if you got the opportunity to take it, I'd say, like, yo, just finish school, bro, and then handle what you gotta do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
Because
I'm not really a, I don't see it more in a safety net. I mean, it's a safety net, but like school for me is just, and we spoke about this before. You know what I mean? It's just you building, like, the network, a different set of networks for you. You know what I mean? Because outside of
Yeah.
that, you probably would never meet those people, or it would be super hard for you to meet these people, or, like,
Yeah.
your bubble of, like, whatever you're accustomed doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
This additional node to, like, the Victor world. You know, I was like, yo, like, you utilize that node and, like, all the other nodes that you would collect over years, and that's to your advantage. You know what I mean? So, like, bro,
And
go.
I mean, let's break this down. So all the podcast listeners know that I want to move and establish myself in Canada with my dear fellow Canadian, on the other side of the screen here. So you know, the things that I'm sacrificing here, because I, you know, we've also spoken on the podcast that there's sacrifices in everything you do, essentially, right? And so what I would say is, you know, if one were to go into to McKinsey or Goldman or something like that, it's a lot easier to transfer to another country and get set up and whatnot, whatever you need, you know, to be able to operate there and start your life or whatnot. So and also, you know, I might be sacrificing some I don't know, recognition on my cover letter or CV of having worked at a company like that, or you know, whatever. But the thing is, you know, I'm not looking at going the traditional route of these things back left and center, right? And you know, my whole skiing career was about proving something to myself. I've done that, so I don't need another tick the box of going into, let's say, McKinsey or Goldman or whatever. I'd much rather, you know, focus my energy. And even if these two businesses fail, John, I personally think that I'm going to be a whole lot happier. First of all, having failed in my 20s doing them, but also, you know, having done it on my own terms, kind of.
Yeah. That was reasonable, yo. Like, you're super young still, so like, years, you got 2 more years of uni.
Yeah, 2.5. And you know, all these entrepreneurs, they always talk about take risk when you're young. And you know, why not try it? Like, what's the worst that can happen, John? You know?
Sure, yeah.
At the end of the day, I'm a gold digger, you know. My future wife is a dentist. She'll make tons of money. I can lean on her. She can support me, feed me. I'm kidding.
But yo, I mean, like, I don't see any downsides, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I really don't. It's just a really another way to have that experience. Like there's really just 2 ways you could do this, 3 ways you could do this. You could go into like into the industry, and you stay in the industry till like it's time to retire. That's the traditional route.
Yeah.
For like 1 year, 2 years, and then dip, and then do your own thing.
Yeah,
or you do your own thing. Or actually, another one, I've seen someone actually do their own thing, and then like go back into industry. Which
yeah,
but like, yeah. I mean, like, no one is telling you like there's no like set. There's nothing set in stone, bro. Like there's nothing telling you, you have to do this. Yeah. But like if that's what you're feeling, like
yeah, 100%. And I mean, like, you know, when I look at my cousin in Sweden, you know, he did industry, so to speak, broke off, built his own company 3-4 years, sold it, and you know, is still working at the same company, new name, all that stuff. So I mean, you know, I but you know, point this, John, you know, these things that we face, you know, they're serious things. And I feel like I'm in a position where even, you know, let's be honest, who am I? I'm no one. I'm absolutely no one. But what's always helped me or like, you know, been my strength is that I've always believed in myself and trusted in myself, you know, to do the right thing and to rely on myself to get where I want to be. And with that said, you know, I'm becoming older, John. You know, time flies, and it's like, you know, I when I think down the line, you know, kids, grandkids, like, do I wanna, you know, even taste the apple of industry and that comfortability to risk being stuck there or being so comfortable? I don't think I would, but you know, it's always a big chance to then say to my kids, like, you know, what did I leave you guys? You know, it's a bunch of money. No, that's not good enough for me. Like, okay, what did I leave you guys? Okay, I've been working professionally to, you know, help people and to help the environment. I think that's something that makes me very happy on the inside, and you know, something that I feel good about.
Yeah. I mean, bro, like, I feel like one thing in this life you have to be able to do very well is to like trust your instincts, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can do that and do it well, and like, I think you'll be good in this life. You know what I mean? It's not that, like, I don't think it's as difficult as people make it seem. You know what I mean? Like, it's way harder to go with what you think you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
what everyone else is doing.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. I think you're blessed either way still.
Yeah. Yeah. So true. And you know, another downside to, you know, not going the traditional route is obviously the network. And we've spoken a lot of the times how important networking is. But at the same time, I kind of feel like I hacked, you know, that access by doing my whole online social media thing. And without even realizing it, you know, coming into SSC, you know, I'm actively letting people get to know me without me really having knowing them. And that's actually a way of building a network. So then I'm like, okay, so do I really need to go into these various industries to further build my network, or can I continue by relying on mass market, you know, reaching people through my content, etc., which I think it's, you know, why not?
That's facts, yo. It is facts, yo. But you got some time. We'll see what's good. But
yeah, that was a deep one, but repeat that, John.
I say you're gonna be blessed for like either way.
Yeah. And can I just say one last thing? I was before Christmas and all that stuff, had a lecture with Ken Howery, the US ambassador, co-founder of PayPal, all that stuff, and he said, fail fast. And when you're at uni, you have access to an incredible talent pool. So make sure you utilize that.
That's facts. That's words right there. That's cool.
True. John, any insights, any last words, any something?
Yo, I ain't got no insights. I'd say like this is the last episode of the year. I mean, from that conversation, like going into 2021. I feel like just follow your instincts and learn to take risks. And this is the listeners I'm talking to. You know what I mean? I feel like anything you could take away from that conversation is like, it's not a requirement to follow what your peers are doing. You know what I mean? It's not a requirement to follow what your parents want you to do. You know what I mean? But it's 2021, yo. It's going to be 2021 in 3 days. So like, take a step back and just follow and just listen to yourself, listen to your instincts and figure out what you really want to do and take this time to do that. I don't wait till either. I mean, like you could do it today, do it tomorrow. But I say that's the biggest thing that came out of our conversation for sure.
Yeah, 100%. I agree with you. John, are we ready to wrap this up? You know, I just want to say to all our listeners, thank you for being here and listening to our podcast. Since day one, we wanted to give you guys value. Some stuff we cannot share due to the nature of John's work or the nature of my work, and you might have to read in between the lines. But the point of the matter is that we're here not only to provide you with a piece of entertainment every week, but to hopefully be a little bit encouraging to you, especially in a rough year like 2020, which has been so difficult and devastating for so many. So to us, like John, let's be real, we don't have a huge amount of listeners, but and we never cared about that either. But what we care about is for you guys that are listening, that we are providing something of hopefully of value to you guys. So thank you for being with us.
100%. Like, we definitely appreciate you. I can't even like say it better than what Victor just said, but like, we appreciate you guys every day for sure. Every week. You rock.
So, cheers to the next 2.5 years.
Oh, we appreciate you guys.
Okay. See you in 2021.
Peace.
Peace.